What's the difference?
Well, the Tosac don't have no small holes or anything in it.
Uh-huh.
It's just weaving.
Yeah.
And it's solid.
Uh-huh.
And you could, for instance, you could put ice in that and it'll keep all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, you couldn't.
On Tosac, is it rough or smooth, Paul?
It's between rough and smooth.
Uh-huh.
It's itchy.
Yeah.
If you want to make a dress out of it.
Ooh.
As we have made Indian dresses.
Uh-huh.
When I went to Catholic school, we had an Indian play, and we had to cut out those.
Uh-huh.
And they itched so bad that
ooh,
when we had to get up and do our dance, we was already prepared because we was ready to scratch. And then we made them for Campfire Girls because some of my girls couldn't afford it at first.
Yeah.
And so we made sacks, and Elizabeth still has her dress. But she said that she wouldn't wear it for nothing unless it had a lining underneath it.
I imagine. I don't think I would either. What would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
What you would call it.
It said there was a wagon and it didn't have a full load. You'd say it didn't have a full load, it just had a
half a load.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other word used for a half load?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word jag used for that?
No.
Okay. If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you'd say you have to put in a new
light bulb.
Okay. Where do nails come in?
Kegs.
Okay, okay. Let's see. Oh, if you wanted to put, like, in a wine bottle, you know?
A cork.
Okay. What can cork be made out of?
Well, there's only one way the cork can make out of is that when we get it from the ocean floor, is that cork down there.
Yeah, okay. If it was made out of glass or something, would you call it something else?
No, because I wouldn't know any other name. Well, I've got about milk made out of plastic, too.
Uh-huh, okay.